The National Milk Producers Federation estimates Wisconsin could lose $3 billion and 23,000 jobs over 9 years. That's if the U.S.-Australian Free Trade Agreement is approved. Joan Baer is a spokesperson for Foremost Farms, the state's largest dairy cooperative. She says the agreement would eliminate tariffs, and with Australian government subsidies, import prices would slip under the average cost of production in this country and be very attractive to food and feed processors.
Adopting a bilateral agreement with Australia that makes America a super magnet for Australian dairy exports would decimate the U.S. dairy industry.
Baer supports trade agreements with other countries because they've been negotiated through the World Trade Organization.
This is outside of the World Trade Organization. It's really the U.S. government and Australia that are bargaining this, I think, in response to Australia's support of the United States in the Iraq War.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers from Wisconsin and elsewhere have asked President Bush to reconsider the deal. But not all are opposed to the agreement that's still being hammered out. Hollywood studios support a proposal that could ensure they'll have access to the Australian television market. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.